Good morning, good afternoon, wherever the heck you are, whatever time of the day it is. This is Patrick Giarelli and Brian Donovan coming to you with 5 minute motivation. Just felt like doing the echo effect today. We hope all of you guys are killing it. We hope you know the format at this point. So basically, we will dissect a quote you may have seen somewhere, might have seen it on a social media feed, might have seen it in a bathroom stall. For any of you who are old enough, may have seen it inside of a phone booth. Anybody remember what that is? Okay, some of you do. So what we do here is Brian, for instance, here and now, is going to read to us, me and you fine followers, a wonderful quote, and then he's going to elaborate on it. He's going to give us the thoughts and wisdom that it provokes from him. I am not knowing of said quote, and then upon his elaboration, I will have a time to reflect as well. Our main purpose here, folks, is just to offer some insight, some growth, a little enthusiasm, and then you take it from there. You go, you grow. Yeah. Nutshell. Yeah. There you go.
I mean, that was pretty well said. So now, a macadamia roll. Nutshell because of the Jamaica shirt today. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're feeling irate. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it. It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gonna fake this. Till we make it, till we make it. It couldn't have been more ironic the way you presented that, because you said you may have seen it here, you may have seen it there, you may have seen it in a phone booth. And it made me think, because of who this is coming from, you may not have seen it at all. You may have felt it with your fingertips. Helen Keller.
Oh, Helen Keller Braille.
Some people, you know, I guess that's a stretch for us to think about people that are getting our podcast somehow and not hearing it, but not seeing is one thing to consider. And this is why I think Helen Keller is so inspiring.
Man, she rocks.
Security is mostly a superstition. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Patrick kind of mouth those last couple words, so I can tell that he's heard this one before. If you have heard this one before, I mean, nothing like, you know, the oldies but the goodies. I think if you're not living out some sort of adventure in your daily life, I really think that this particular quote is for those people that are sitting in a cubicle, they're stuck in the daily grind.
Rut.
If you're in a rut and you're happy with it, don't worry about it.
Is that a rut then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because it could be a happy rut or just a complacent rut. Ruts are really subjective, in my opinion.
Mm, good point.
So if you're fine, like if you're okay, if you're happy, then, you know, maybe you don't need to go out there and seek out adventure. But there are a lot of people that are stuck in a rut and they don't want to be stuck in a rut. And that seems more self-explanatory. More obvious. You have to go out there, and if you don't know those things that provide exhilaration in your life and those things that make the, you know, the hairs on your neck stand up or that scare the shit out of you, but but, you know, give you that, you know, that feeling of adrenaline that just kind of powers you through the next couple weeks or months of your life, you need to go out and explore and try and find those things. And you could start off, you know, in little doses.
Sure.
For me, I was thinking about this recently, coming up on a pretty big birthday, transitioning from 39 to the big 40. You know, you start thinking about since it is such a momentous occasion and you know that you have to celebrate in a big way, like what really are the biggest joys in your life, the things that you might want to do around that day. And for me, it's skiing. There's nothing.
Totally Brian's thing.
There's nothing in the world that, you know, is more exciting to me and enjoyable. Like I don't run out of energy when I'm skiing. Run out of light.
It's so true. So true.
I run out of time.
I've been a part of this.
And light. And sometimes if there's night skiing,
keeps going until they turn the lifts off and tell him to leave the mountain, man.
That is one of the only that is one of the only activities where I am gonna do my best 100% to be the first one there and the last one to leave. Some people that you know you might not know those things, even if it's something in business. You know, I think that same sort of exhilaration can come from a business transaction or a business venture. I have been. Air quotes, Pat can see him, you can't, been successfully running a business and had times where that business is basically, you know, pretty damn close to a zero-sum game at certain points in that business. And at those moments, you don't want to be there, but you think to yourself, well, I've had these really great highs as well, and I am keeping this thing going, but if I'm going to be at zero anyway, I could be doing anything. I could, you know, I could try and run, you know, a restaurant if I wanted to.
You could easily run that into the ground.
Yeah,
you
could easily run that at zero as well. And I think the point there not being to like shoot for zero.
No.
You have to be willing to lose everything in certain situations to gain everything is what I'm saying. And you know, if you're still if you're still a happy person and you don't have much to your name at one very specific finite moment, you know, things bounce back obviously and you get back on track. But if you're still a happy person at that point because you are trying, or maybe what I'm saying is you will still be a happy person if you are trying and giving your best and going out there and trying to seek adventure as opposed to being complacent, because complacency, to go along with this quote, is basically nothing.
So I love the quote. I knew the quote, used the quote many times. The quote is certainly a part of my life. But let me simmer down just a smidgen, okay? Now, I appreciate the heck out of Brian, and he's talking about some wonderful adventures. But here's the thing, man. An adventure, big word. But let's simmer it down a little bit. If you're one of those people, I'm just going to say that people like this exist, that after work you come home. And once you are home, your day is done. Now, what I mean by that, not particularly done, but now you're going to make hamburger helper, and then you're going to watch 8 hours of TV, and then you're going to go to bed and repeat. Okay? What if you took a walk? What if you and your dog, or you and your by yourself? What if you just took a walk down a couple neighborhood streets and absorbed the trees blowing in the wind and those freshly blooming flowers? You know, we live at the beach, so I'm a little biased, but what if you drove the extra 12 minutes and parked your car right there at the pier and just walked? Maybe, well, from pier to pier is a hell of a walk, but you walked. You walked toes in the sand, and you see the ocean waves cascading on the shore and the crashing of the waves. And I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but just the crashing of the wave noise, if I can hear that, and again, run a mild theme here, even if I can't see it, if I can hear it, let's say I'm walking two blocks back from the ocean, whoosh, whoosh, man, I love it. And that's...
I felt like I was at the ocean.
Did you feel like you were at the ocean just a little bit? I mean, and so that's a thing. So that adventure, it can be awesome things that you know you enjoy that you don't get to do with as much frequency as you would prefer, like snow skiing. First, you got to find a mountain. Second, you got to find snow. So some of those, you know,
there's a lot.
There's some challenges there. But an adventure can be almost anything. You know, gosh, there's a local group playing at a park, and for you to go watch this band, it's going to be $15. I don't know. Give it a shot. What's the worst? They suck. You leave. Well, so what? At least you got off the couch. Couch is the enemy of adventure. Ooh, that'd be a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
Couch is the enemy of adventure. Because again, so many different avenues. So think small, think big, but just think. Think to do, because it's either a daring adventure or it's nothing at all. Nothing at all. What's that? It's not doing anything for you. It's not doing anything for your growth, for your optimism, for your energy. And those are the things that are going to catapult you to your successes, to your happiness, into your relationships. Build long-lasting relationships with your family and your friends by having some of those shared adventures together, big and small. big and small adventures. So they're all around you, just like optimism, just like these quotes. But don't just read it. Now that you've heard this today, put it on your heart. Write it on your heart, or some sort of quote like that. Write it on your heart that when you get home this evening, you're going to have a mild adventure. Don't know what it's going to be. I can't know what your adventure is going to be. But write it on your heart that when you get home this evening, you're going to do something that's not your normal routine. Because routine is starting to trend with couch, and couch is stealing the adventure, and so on and so forth. So I wish that to you. And I can attest in my life experience, life truly is an adventure or nothing at all.
If you go out and you have just that small adventure, that might give you just a little bit of a story to tell your friends.
Sure.
And even just the fact that your friend may have not considered doing the same thing and taking a walk after dinner and just exploring the neighborhood, part of the neighborhood that they haven't before.
Sure.
That might get them to do it, and it spreads. And that's the goal of what we're talking about here, is to get our message of just being a good person, trying new things, being the best person that you can, and seeking out those small adventures or big adventures as much as possible. Maybe that might get your friends and family to do the same, and then it spreads. That's all we're after.
We appreciate you guys listening today. There's lots of these episodes out there. Pick and choose which one's going to make you grow the best. And then, you know what? Wink, wink, wink. Tell a friend about us. We'll see you next time. Or we'll hear, you'll hear. Okay, bye. Bye.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. Take over God, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it, till we make it.
Are you drinking tap water still? Are you that kind of a fucking maniac? Whoosh.